Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Foree. It is a Patriots Monday, so it's time to talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots. Our interview with Mac Jones is sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, Every Day Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, at northeastmenshealth.com. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how you doing? Lou and Christian here.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. Good.
We're doing good. 45-7. You guys are now 6-4. Easy to say that that's probably the most complete game for you guys at this point?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement.
How much of your approach changes when you guys go up by so many points?
I don't think it changes. Just as an offense, I always say just do your job and do what the play call is called and just focus on what you can control. And that's pretty much it. I mean, it's that simple, and you can't look at the scoreboard whether you're up or down.
So, Mac, I'm guessing, you know, that game was a lot of fun. And I noticed after the game, Devin McCourty at the podium said that they're still trying to get you to have more fun. Now, why would they say that about you?
Yeah, I think just practice is obviously a time to get better, and sometimes I don't have as much fun as I probably should, and I think that's what they're referencing. And at the end of the day, he's probably right, just because he has a different perspective in that he's an older player, and he knows that you just need to enjoy the moment. So I'll try and do a better job of that.
So, which is funny because, you know, not to just change gears real quick, but, you know, Jacoby Myers scores a touchdown, and you go out of your way to make sure he gets that ball. You throw your first touchdown, you want nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it was one of those moments where we were all in there, and just I knew the ball was somewhere down there, so we were all trying to find it and make sure that he had it. So I know that's super important to him, and it's been a long time, and he deserves it, and he'll have plenty more opportunities for that. So I thought it was just a cool team moment.
So how many weeks have you been telling him that before the game? I know after the game you said that today's going to be the day. I'm just curious, how many weeks have you been in his ear pregame?
Honestly, just like usually I don't say anything. I just we just go about our business. But for some reason, I was like, you're going to score today. So it ended up happening, and I'm really happy for him. And like I said, there'll be many more. And he's been a very productive player, obviously. And I think it just shows that, you know, he's a hard worker, and he's just going to continue to work hard more.
And the thing is that, you know, it feels like you guys have been trying to get him six, and sure enough, it doesn't come from you. It comes from Hoyer.
Yeah.
Bittersweet for you? Or
no,
not so much?
No, that was cool because we were actually talking about it in the locker room after, just like Jacoby and Hoyer got a chance to, when Jacoby first got here, they got a chance to work together. And, you know, whatever it may be in the summer or in spring. So I thought it was cool just to have that moment between them. And like I said, it's all a team sport, and we're all happy for anybody that gets a chance to score. That's what makes it a lot of fun. So
we're talking to Mac Jones. Mac, how confident is this locker room right now? There seems to be the buy-in seems to be pretty high at this point.
Yeah, I think we're confident, and we know what the formula is for winning the game, and we just have to continue to do that. We can't be satisfied with where we're at. We're not where we want to be, and we're going to continue to work every day. And this week's a quick week, and we got to be ready to go for the game on Thursday.
Do you feel like you, yourself, you're starting to take more ownership maybe of this offense, of this team?
Yeah, I think everybody is. Just as the season goes along, everyone kind of just finds their role. And for me, just being more vocal, and I think we're all on the same page, which is good. And that's just a weekly thing that we have to strive for, is getting on the same page for the game plan and putting on a good show on Sunday and putting up points on the board.
So you're 10 games into your career right now. Do you still feel like a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I am a rookie quarterback. So.
Well, I think a lot of people now are starting to look at you like, listen, he's not a rookie anymore. I'm just looking at him. He's a quarterback in this league. He's playing, you said, playing at a high level.
Yeah, I think, you know, at this point, like you said, we've played a lot of games, and the only thing you can control is just trying to get better every week, and that's what I try to do, and that's what everybody on our team tries to do. So I just think as time goes along, you know, you get more experience and you get more comfortable with it. That's pretty much all there is to it.
You know, you were talking about the formula for winning, and, you know, feel like, you know, you guys are, you know, starting to, you know, string together some good weeks. So how important is team chemistry to becoming a championship team for you?
Yeah, I think that's important with every team that's successful, just having people that want to play for each other and you want to play for the coaches, and the coaches coach you hard. So I think it's a, you know, full picture wise, you just have to realize that, you know, you're here to have fun, but you're also here to win and be a good teammate. And I think we have that in our locker room, and we just got to continue to do that every day and keep pushing each other in practice. And then on game days, go out there and just play as one.
You know, I mentioned that just because, you know, a lot of people are making, you know, the Jacoby Myers touchdown. It's just how the entire bench left to go congratulate him. I feel like that was a signature moment, I guess, if you can have one for a team when it comes to bonding and, you know, fellowship.
Yeah.
I'm just worrying. I'm curious if you guys felt the same way.
Yeah, I think that was a great example of just, you know, and in that moment, everyone was just so excited, and it just shows that what type of team we are. And that was just one moment, and there's plenty other moments, whether it be something good or bad, where we come together. And I think that's just a good example, like you said.
So we're talking to Mac Jones. Mac, that touchdown pass you threw to Kendrick Bourne in the second quarter, I'm curious, do you feel like you attempt that pass maybe the first week or two of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really have that exact play in early on in the year. So I think just this week we had a good game plan, and that was my job, was to get him the ball, and that's what we did. So I think it's just, he made a great catch, and like after watching the film, I had plenty of time to read everything out and step up. So that was a really good catch, and he caught it in between two guys, so that was pretty good.
All right, so we're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. Mac, how much of yesterday's game plan was centered around slowing Myles Garrett down?
Yeah, I think obviously he's a really good player, and they had a really good defense and a lot of great talented players. And Josh did a great job of just trying to scheme everything up, and we went out there and executed it like we're supposed to. And like I said, the line played great, and they really came together and had plenty of time and stuff, and we just got to continue to do that.
You know, that I was teasing you the other week about that rookie wall. And you said you've never heard anything about it. I thought you were just kind of playing along. But you, that rookie wall, like, you actually bashed right through it, and you had one of the better games of the season. So with a short week coming up, what are the challenges you think you're going to have to deal with, knowing that you have to play on Thursday? I'm going to feel like this is the first time you've had such a short week.
Yeah, I think just listening to the older people on our team and taking their advice from, you know, like even Josh or Hoyer about how I need to prepare. And I've just been trying to come in here and get my workout out of the way and then continue to get ready for the game. And we know it's a quick turnaround, but obviously you have to try and prepare mentally, obviously, as part of it. And then just being ready to go by Thursday. They just say how fast it comes up on you, which is true. And it's right around the corner, so we got to be ready to go.
So, Mac, I want to ask you about Hunter Henry, because it seems like in the red zone there seems to be a little connection there. But you guys have been pretty close off the field too, right? Just talk about that relationship you guys have built.
Yeah, I think Hunter is obviously a great football player, and he has a great knack for finding the the soft spot in the defense and running good routes. And we have a lot of guys on our team that can do that. And I think we've spent a lot of time in practice recently just trying to get all the chemistry down and with everybody. And Hunter's done a great job of doing that and working really hard. And he's a great guy. And I'm happy to have him as one of our tight ends. And he's a fun person to throw the ball to. And he's a great player.
You guys hang out a lot off the field, though, too, right?
What did you say?
Do you guys hang out a lot off the field also?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he kind of like, would you kind of think that, was he like your big brother? Like,
Yeah? Yeah, he's like my big brother.
Last one for me. So, N'Keal Harry, obviously doing a lot. But I feel like every time he's catching a pass, it's, you know, when the game is not in doubt anymore, and it's from, you know, Brian Hoyer. How does N'Keal Harry get more involved in this offense?
I think he's done a good job. Obviously, he got hurt earlier on in the year, and he's just been working really hard. So he's a big physical receiver, and he'll make those, you know, big-time catches. And sometimes I just need to give him a shot to get a chance to get the ball. And whenever it's thrown his way, he usually comes down with it. So he's done really well, and I think he'll just continue to get better as the year goes along.
Mac, I wanted to ask you about your improvement journal this week, but I have a feeling that you just wrote "See Cleveland," like in it, like just that's it. That's all you need to do. Just whatever I did in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really just trying to focus on the next game already, and just come back to that game after we're done with this game coming up. So we'll address everything next week.
Okay, so it's time for the quarterback question of the week. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. So the question we were kind of throwing around last week with, I wanted to get your answer to this, is what was the first job you've ever had, and what was the worst job you ever had? So you got two questions.
First job... it's probably just like doing yard work for my dad. And at first, I would obviously do it for free. And then eventually, me and my brother were scheming him up for some money. So that was my first job. And then worst job, I mean, I used to be a child, like, model and actor or whatever.
Wait.
And that was fun.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Go back. You used to be a child model slash actor?
Any roles in shows that we know about? Commercials?
No. Nothing crazy, but there are a few commercials out there you guys can try and find.
Oh, we'll find
them. Wait, oh yeah, we're looking as we speak. So you were a child actor, like in videos, and actually, oh, we're pulling it up right now. Oh, we got one with you holding a tennis racket.
Oh, you look good.
And with a nice little tie and a bow tie. Oh, good looking kid, Mac.
Thanks. I broke the camera.
Oh, wow, look at this kid. Listen, do not let the team, does the rest of your team know that you were a child model?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know.
Okay, well, this just became my new screensaver, you holding the tennis racket.
I like that one. All right, Mac, well, listen, man, we appreciate the time. I know a short week, so good luck against Atlanta on Thursday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys. See you.
All right.
All right, our conversation with the model quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by Enel. Jacoby Myers finally got his first career touchdown pass from Brian Hoyer, putting the Pats up 45-7. Enel, the official energy partner of Gillette Stadium. How about Mac Jones?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.